All right, what's up, guys? This is Justin Coffin for a special edition of the 330 Sports Show down here live at Youngstown Studio. To my left, we got Danny. To my further left, we have Dwayne. They are joining us, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves in just a minute, tell them all about what we're doing down here, and an awesome boxing event that's coming up that they're promoting. So both of you guys from Youngstown. Yeah. So Dwayne, I know you were telling me you're up in Detroit right now. You're living up in Detroit, but tell us, let's start with you and then we'll get to Danny. Tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, and then we'll talk about the fight here in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, for a professional background, I'm a CPA by trade.
Yeah.
So I work in accounting and finance at the moment. So I still have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to boxing, just been around it my whole life. And I actually went to college for sport administration, sport management at Kent State. So the only thing I really have done with it so far is I did put on an amateur show while I was in college. Danny and I put on an amateur show last August. And that's when we started reconnecting and went with the pro show.
Okay.
That's coming up here in April. But yeah, other than that, we started this company after we had a very successful amateur show in August and wanted to go.
Where'd you guys do that show at?
We did it in the Vienna area.
Oh, yeah.
Behind an old school building.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, and you're from Niles.
That's right.
Grew up in Niles, Ohio. And you're also from Niles?
Niles, yeah.
All right. So give us a little bit about your background and where you're at now.
So everybody knows, you know, my dad, Rusty, fought. So, you know, it was always there. He would have my brothers and I fight each other, you know, in the garage, you know, fight him.
As brothers will do.
Yeah, yep. He had ropes actually painted on the garage. Inside the garage, he had ropes painted, and we would work out in there. Yeah. It was like one corner of death he'd take us in and whoop our ass. It was funny. But, you know, I played other sports growing up, football, mm-hmm. basketball, baseball. But we always did that, boxing in and out. And I always loved it, but I didn't really get into it until I was like in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just fell into it a little bit, you know, because my dad and I, we would always argue because I was the best athlete out of all the brothers, you know.
Yeah.
I got a lot of brothers and I was always the best athlete, and he pushed me. And I think he pissed me off real bad one day. It was like, you know, you're just not good as I am. So I was like, I'm gonna start boxing just to piss him off.
Yeah,
they'd be better than him. But no, you know, we made up, and you know, everything ended up working out. And so, you know, that's kind of how I fell into amateur boxing.
Okay, that's great. So obviously I just said Danny, but for those that don't know Danny, it's Danny Rosenberger. But tell us your nickname and how all that came about too.
Well, so that goes up along with the story of how my pro career started. So Feel Good Hollywood.
Yeah.
So the promoter, you know, that ended up signing me right in the very beginning of my career, which we'll touch base with that later, but just short story how Feel Good Hollywood. So he had a daughter. And, you know, she had the hots for me.
Okay.
And she would bring her and like her girlfriends to come watch me work out. And the guy down there training me, he was like, man, you were always smiling when these girls come in. He goes, what are you from, Hollywood or something? I was like, I just feel good, man. I was like, I like it when they come in and watch. He goes, Feel Good Hollywood. And it kind of just stuck
just
with me.
Stuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, not a bad nickname. And
yeah, it kind of expresses like, you know, my personality and how I am.
Yeah, no, I like so that. I like
perfect.
That.
Yeah.
A little play on words, but when someone gives you that nickname and you like it and it sticks, you got to run with it.
It's something, you know, you could always, people sit down, it's like, man, I need a nickname, write stuff. But this one just came natural and it just flew together. And
that's to me, that's the only acceptable way a nickname can come. You can't give yourself a nickname.
Nope.
It's got to come from somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's got to be, like you said, like organic. It's got to come naturally.
Yes.
So love it. Okay. So let's talk about this event you guys are putting on. So, obviously the basic details, April 27th, 2024. I know you and Joe, who runs our studio down here, just met up at the Metroplex down there. So, Dwayne, why don't you tell us a little bit about the event and then we can get into like the minutia and the details of it.
Sure. Yeah. So it it turned into a pro-am. So we're having an amateur card that starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So the 5 o'clock show will run right up to the professional show. So it's really nice to have the amateurs on this type of platform because it is a pro atmosphere.
Yeah.
With the lightings, the live streaming that we just connected with Joe about, and just the full venue and the I mean, it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a pro stage for amateur event.
I like that because we're going to put a lot of guys from my gym and a couple local gyms around on the card. And like, I know I have 6, 7, 8 good amateurs at my gym at Golden String here in Youngstown. And, you know, they're excited to fight on the same card as me. You know, they all watch me and, you know, they look up to me and, you know, I spar with them. And for them to get that pro atmosphere, you know, might motivate them, you know, to go further and be better.
Yeah.
And it's going to help them, the gym, everything.
So to the basic, to the novice that doesn't understand amateur versus professional, what's the difference? Is it paid? Is it like what, how does that work?
Well, there's a couple different aspects in it. So amateur compared to pro, I would say, well, obviously the pro, you know, prize fight, you want to fight for a prize. You want to make money,
sure.
But it's not always like that. You know,
right.
I've fought for free before, you know, and the difference is, you know, is the headgear, the gloves, you know, the gloves, they're fighting 12-ounce gloves and headgear. Here you have 8 ounce or 10 ounce with no headgear. And a lot of great amateurs don't really turn out great in the pros because they, you know, they come forward and they put their head forward and they're taking shots with that headgear. You know, it's not that bad. So you put those little gloves on, you're getting touched up. I mean, it's night and day.
Oh yeah.
Especially, I mean, the actual fight itself.
And the fight
totally
itself.
Different.
Yeah.
3 round, you know, 1 minute rounds versus a pro.
An amateur, they're kind of saying, okay, we're gonna let you we're gonna let you develop your skills, but we're gonna protect you a little bit more. So it's you got that little bit of bubble wrap around you.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas then when you become a professional, it's a little bit more on you.
Yeah,
and your skills, and you got to be able to protect yourself. You got to be able to hang with the best of the best.
Yeah, and I lost quite a few amateur fights because I wasn't busy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Them guys, you know, they weren't better than me by any means. They're just, you know, they're more busy throwing punches. Me, I like to pick and choose, and I don't like to get hit. So that's why I was moving out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, I want my mind intact. That's why, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, well, real deal Hollywood, too.
You gotta right? Exactly.
You gotta
keep
that
persona.
Too,
yeah, you gotta keep pretty. It's all.
I love it. Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because, you know, a lot of times you don't think about, like, you know, if, even when you watch the Olympics back in the day with, you know, the amateur fighting, they're wearing the headgear, you know, and those guys and girls eventually become professionals. And then you don't think about it. But if you're watching, like, you know, I grew up in, like, when Tyson was at his prime.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's like, that's what I think of. Like, when I think of boxing, I think of that. We obviously have a ton of local legends from Youngstown, which we can touch upon here. You know, we got Boom Boom Mancini, you know, hanging out around Youngstown studio down here. I was just at Pavlik's gym the other day. He's training a local girl named Zion who's fighting in New Mexico right now. So, you know, we have a ton of local legends, and, you know, you're
Jeff Lampkin and Harry Royal are at my gym. I mean, multiple times a week.
So tell us, both of you guys touch on this too, and I'm sorry we kind of veered off the fight, but we will believe me, we will get back to plenty of that. What do you think makes this area, Youngstown, Ohio, you know, we're going up to Trumbull County, going down to Columbiana, but, you know, Trumbull, Mahoning, Columbiana, what do you think makes this area so special with the boxing and why do you think we've had so many great people come out of this area and become national?
Could be the water.
As I'm sitting here sipping on bourbon.
Right,
I think it's a natural breeding ground.
I agree.
Any blue collar town, you go to Philly, it's the same thing, right? But Philly has a lot of different, you know, commercial applications. Here, it is truly all blue collar.
Yeah.
Not very many white collar jobs. So I think the industry really pushes that aspect of it, because a lot of pro fighters, they start off with nothing. Anybody that has, you know, some type of financial stability, they don't want to get punched in the face.
Yeah, right, right.
It's not going to happen as much, right? I mean, there's other, you know, MMA has gotten huge over the last couple of decades.
Mm-hmm. So, big time.
You know, people, you know, like that popularity and have gotten into it, especially, you know, nowadays with the social media stuff. Like, they've gotten into it because of the popularity, but not a lot of people want to get in the hit in the face.
No, no, no. And, you know, just putting yourself out there, you're putting yourself at risk. And that, I'm not telling you or you anything you don't know.
Yeah.
But for people out there, what does it take to, like, what's that first time getting in the ring in a legit fight, not sparring, not practicing? What's it like getting in the ring for that first time and actually taking a hit?
I would compare it to quicksand. Yeah. You know, if you stay calm, it's not going to suck you in, and you know, you're not going to get hurt. If you start to panic, you know, you're like thinking that you're not doing what you've learned, what you've been taught.
Yeah.
You've been doing in the gym. You start thinking, you overthink. I mean, I've done it. You know, I get on my own mind. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. Pow, you get hit. Mm-hmm. It's too late. That's kind of how I compare it.
Yeah. And so I always, you know, like, I'm not a huge Joe Rogan guy, but I've listened to a ton of his podcasts and stuff, and hearing him talk to boxers and fighters. And he always says, like, you have to have that fear in you, though, a little bit of fear, or else, you know, it's not natural. So, like, when you're prepping for a fight, like, what's going in your mind before? Let's say, like, a half hour before the fight starts. What are you thinking about? What's going on in your mind?
So you have two different. I mean, for me, everybody's different, but for me, you have two different types of thoughts. You start getting that negativity thought. I was like, oh man, you know, I wish I did that extra mile. You know, am I in shape enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he faster? Is he better? He beat this guy. I lost to that guy. You know, you get that in your mind. You're like, oh my God. Same like when I was in Las Vegas fighting Ali, the grandson. And that's how I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it started hitting me. I was like, all right. I was like, come on, man. I was like, you're a fighter. I was like, come on, focus.
Yeah, yeah.
That started getting my mind. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna whoop his ass. Mm-hmm. I was like, this dude's nothing. I was like, yeah, I've fought more experienced guys. I've been through way more than this dude. He has everything handed to him. You know, I've had to work everything I've earned. Mm-hmm. I had to work for. Mm-hmm. I've had nothing handed to me ever. You know, so that's kind of how I looked at it. I go in, I get my mentality right before, and you know, it's time to go. And I like the lights.
I mean, you almost have to, right? Yeah. Like, if you don't want to be on that stage, if you don't want those girls walking in the gym and like saying, you know, good then.
Oh, yeah.
But like, you know, when the lights are out, then the music's going, you know, the crowd's there, like, that's got to get you so hyped.
Yeah, it's surreal.
And what's that like as a promoter?
This is our first live professional.
Okay, event, so you're going head first.
We're going head first. And I've been around the sports for a long time, but, you know, as a, you know, owner and operator of the first live one, you want to make sure everything's in place. Mm-hmm. The operations of it is very simple. Got the, you know, food and beverage, you got the facilities, you got the operational folks. The hardest part is the boxing side. Danny can contest to it. He's one of the matchmakers of this show, right? He's the one that's, you know, making the phone calls along with another matchmaker of ours, Tommy Cordell.
Okay.
So dealing with the different personalities is the hardest. The actual putting on the show, like, I know Danny's going to show up and have a great show.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned with that at all. The prep up to it, getting people to commit and making sure they actually show up is the hardest part. Like, for me, from the business side of it, that's what really worries me.
Sure.
Right? Because we've already had guys pull out.
Yeah.
Right.
Multiples.
But even after a signed contract, right? And unless they show up and weigh in, they get in the ring.
That's when you know. Yeah.
That's when you know it's going on. So,
okay.
We're confident in our card at the moment, but we still have some fighters in limbo. So,
sure.
And, and it is very much fluid, and it's part of this game. It's a tough part, tough part. That's why boxing has degraded over the last, you know, name your years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of people think back to those glory days of like when it was like mostly the heavyweight guys, you know, like Evander Holyfield and Tyson and Riddick Bowe, you know. But I remember growing up with like Sweet Pea Whitaker and guys like that too, that were like more probably around like your weight class,
yeah,
right?
Middleweight.
So but there's a lot of details that go into something like this. A lot of minutiae. There's a lot. I mean, you know, we're looking at your card right here. You're going against the guy that's the number one ranked guy that's from Honduras, isn't he? Right, so, yeah. I mean, like, what's that like bringing in, like, is that where he lives? Does he train in the U.S.? Give me some details on that.
He does.
He's
like, I have no idea. He does. He lives in Honduras. He actually owns and operates his own boxing gym.
Okay.
So he is extremely active. Yeah, number one ranked welterweight in Honduras. Not a ton of boxers in Honduras, but he is ranked number one.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of great opponents. Teofimo Lopez,
Zab Judah. Yeah.
Like he's had a lot of great opponents.
Brandon Lee, Montana Love. You know, he's fought some big name guys. And it, so I like that. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge.
Yeah. No doubt. So.
It's definitely one of Danny's biggest challenges to date. And if he wins this, which he will.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to show up and show out for his hometown.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get a lot of opportunities in the future.
No doubt.
And we've already gotten calls.
Yeah. So. We reach out a few, you know, possible rematch and a couple other big name guys.
Okay.
You know, can't drop yet, but
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff in works.
No doubt. And the, like these events are a springboard to go forward as well. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times you can catch a fight in a Youngstown, in a smaller venue, and then you might see someone like yourself,
yeah,
maybe someone that's on the undercard that might be fighting in Vegas. They might be fighting in Detroit. They might be fighting in Cleveland someday in a bigger venue. And you'd be like, I remember watching that guy coming up through the ranks and seeing them perform. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah. So I want to put his name at least out there. You're going to have to help me with the last name, but it's Jorge Luis. Is it
Mungia?
Okay. So, that's who Danny's going to be taking on, on April 27th. Yep. So, let's talk a little bit about what kind of prep work for both of you. You talked a little bit, Dwayne, about like getting the guys there, you know, like signing the contracts, like the weigh-in, all that stuff. From, let's talk about your perspective first, and then we'll get a little bit more to that. From a pre-fight, what's your training routine like right now? So we're about, you know, 6 weeks or so out.
Yeah.
What's your training routine like?
So I pretty much stay in shape. You never know when you get the call. That's mm-hmm. one advice I give all fighters. If you're in shape, you don't have to get ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, I keep up with my road work. So I wake up around 5:30. I go to the gym and do like a little lift. And it depends on the weather. If it's shady out, I'll run on the treadmill. If not, mm-hmm. I'll wait and run later. You know, outside, because I'd rather run outside. Come home, shower, and I own a masonry company.
Okay.
Yeah, the masonry and chimney doctor. So I do, you know, foundations, all block work, brick work, chimney, mm-hmm. stone. So I do that typically till about 3:30.
Okay.
Let my guys clean up while I leave. They're working right now, actually, in Parma. Okay. So they're working. I'm here, you know. But, yeah, I go home, change, and I go to the gym, you know, or I do my road work, then go to the gym, mm-hmm. you know, put my time in, come home, call Dwayne, you know, I eat dinner, my wife cooks dinner, I'm happy, you know, we eat dinner, shower, then I'll talk to Dwayne, sit through my laptop and, you know, prep fight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from sun up, sun down, like it's a full-time job almost getting ready for this card.
I bet, yeah.
You know, between training, running my company, you know, then trying to promote this all in one, it's...
Yeah,
and it keeps you busy. I'll tell you that.
And people watch and be like, oh yeah, no, he's probably just in the gym all day. It's like, no, you have a real life going on with us.
See, that's the difference between, you know, someone like me and someone like Aldi. Like they live in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
They train three times a day. I don't have that luxury. You know, I have a family. I have a house. I have a mortgage. I have to work. I have to mm-hmm. pay for my stuff.
Sure.
So that's the difference. So I have to put that little extra, you know, road work in, or you know, lift the extra weight, do the extra round in the gym to get ready for that. And, you know, he might be in better shape than me, better prepared, but I have a better mindset because I'm working. I'm lifting block all day. He's not doing stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm grabbing block.
Cross-training right there.
Yeah, right. I'm doing shit. Why he's, you know.
Getting those calluses on your hands under the gloves.
Yeah, and which I'm glad because I've always wanted to, you know, when I'm got done with fighting, I always wanted to do the promotion side, you know, and I'm very grateful and glad I have Dwayne because, you know, I couldn't be where I'm at right now without him, you know, promoting this show. He's getting all the stuff, you know, which I couldn't take care of, you know, the financial side, you know, getting vendors, calling these people, meeting the Metroplex. He drove 3 hours a day to meet with people in the Metroplex, you know, that's dedication. And it's, you know, it's fallen into place. I know boxing, I've been in it for a long time, you know, and he knows the other parts of it, you know, that I'm not 100% with. So it's a good combination.
Absolutely. So Dwayne, tell us a little bit. First of all, prizefighterboxing.com is your guys' website. You can buy tickets right there.
That's right.
On the site. Tell us a little bit more about like what goes into, you know, like you said, with the vendors, with like getting sponsors, with all that stuff. Like,
right.
Like how, like, what are you doing behind the scenes? You're probably on the phone all the time, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing is really like setting what we were like the vision of this actual one event, right? The vision of the company is different,
yeah,
but it's still in tune with what we're trying to do. This card is a Youngstown only professional boxer showcase. The only side, one side of the card is all Youngstown boxers. Nobody has ever done that before. So we're doing that. We're showcasing all the local talent here. And then we're bringing people in from all over the world. You mentioned Jorge from Honduras.
We just from New York.
We have New York, Philly, California.
Yeah.
All over the nation. And we just locked in Victor Tony is a Youngstown middleweight here, 8-2. We just locked in his opponent. And he fights out of Colombia.
Okay.
So it's going to be a stack card. And we still have our amateurs, right? And on that side, like, for me, I'm treating it like a farm system, right? Getting these guys the reps, the platform to fight on consistently. And then they're going to just come right up to the pro shows, right? And they're going to have that comfortability with it and have a great show. But on the other side, the business side, it's not much. I mean, it's not a lot. Like for me,
you're probably being humble with that.
But. Right. That's why I was like, oh, man, I'm saying how hard it is. Yeah.
You go, that's easy. Yeah. When we got into it, we both knew. Like boxing is, you know, it's weird, right? It's everything we thought and more.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We deal with sleazeballs every single day.
I bet,
it's really crazy and strange, right? And to bring a professional aptitude, I try to force that.
Sure.
But it's hard talking to some folks, right? Especially on the boxing side.
And, oh, my gosh.
And I thought that I was going to stay out of it and have Danny and some other folks just focus on matchmaking, but I had to, you know, dip in a little bit and help.
It's probably times you want to throw in some gloves and hit a few people.
Yeah, I won't drop any his name, but, you know, so he, you know, we had him matched up at first, like right when we started, got a match. He was an 0-2 guy. Yeah, I want the fight. Let's do it. I'm like, okay. Then, you know, commissioner reached out. I was like, hey, you know, probably shouldn't have this guy in the car. He got stopped in 15 seconds and 18 seconds. Both fights, like, not good. Can get hurt.
Sounds like me.
So, you know, I reached out to this kid. I'm like, hey, man, you know, do you have any video of you sparring? Or just give me something to show the commission that you can compete. Like, you know, we don't want anybody to get hurt. Even my opponents, you know, some people will get in people's face, hate each other. I'm not, you know, not like that. You don't want anybody to see you get hurt. You know, there's too many deaths in this sport. But she sent me a video of him hitting the bag. It just wasn't good. I'm like, hey, man, you know, it's, you know, thanks, but no thanks. It's just not going to work. You're not going to be approved. So then he just, you know, and then he kept asking for money. And he's like, hey, he goes, can I get $160 for my gym membership so I can be ready? I'm like, bro, you're not approved. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Then I was like, yeah, here. I was like, get a hold of Dwayne. He's calling
just
Dwayne.
Pass him along.
He's calling Dwayne at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, can you guys Venmo me $100?
New phone. Who does?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I was like, just go hold of Dwayne here. He handles that.
He's gotta stop doing that. He gave a number to a 51-year-old guy that's supposed to be like. I don't know what he promised, but he gave him my number and said, hey, did Danny tell you about me? I said, no, he did not. He said, I'm trying to get on your car. I would go, well, that's not something I'm trying
Dwayne's going to gonna have you have your hands behind your back and take a few free shots in the ring here. Keep handing out his number.
Like you tell these guys over and over. I'm like, hey, man, you know, if you're over 35, you need a lot of testing here in Ohio, in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, stress test, EKG, MRI, you know, your blood, your eyes, physical. You know, these guys in their 50s, like late 40, it's hard. You know, it costs money to do all that stuff, you know. And I know they're, if you're that, you know, you're older and you're still want to fight, you probably need money. And it had cost money to get those medicals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have these guys reaching out. You know, like, I understand he wants to come here and fight, but that doesn't really do anything for us.
Exactly.
I mean, we want to represent Youngstown. We want to bring Youngstown back. There's still amateur shows around here, but our idea, you know, and dream of this is to separate our shows compared to their shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, we wanted a whole different atmosphere. Like the amateur shows, they feel like amateur shows.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Right.
We want them to feel like a pro show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's.
And I'll tell you what, I know you talked to Joe beforehand. Joe has done a ton of events. He is a great sound guy, a great audio guy, great visual guy. So he can help you out with that process too. So,
We're excited to have Joe. He's going to potentially live stream this event. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Youngstown Studios.
No doubt. And, you know, he will bring a first class operation to that. So an all Youngstown card you mentioned.
Yeah, both of
you
guys. I love it.
So tell us. You know, give me some names. We know Danny, but give us some names here.
So yeah, we have Julius Thomas. So Julius, I've known him through, you know, up through the amateur ranks, and like tough kid. Had, you know, 30, 40 amateur fights. Took a little time off. I don't think he's fought in the last maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
You know, now he's been in the gym for about a year. He wants to make his pro debut. Kid's tough. I mean, we spar. Kid, he's 34, but yeah. But tough guy, tough dude. And, you know, he's going to surprise a lot of people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have him on there. I'm very excited. We train the same gym, also from my gym. So we call him Cincinnati. His name's Cyrano Clay. And I promise, yeah. I've known him for probably 15 years. I've never known his name.
Yeah.
I kept
asking Danny for 3 days, what's this guy's name?
I was like, oh, I have no idea. Yeah. I know him as Cincinnati.
And after, you know, like after those couple first times you meet them, it's like, now it's awkward. I can't ask now, you know?
Yeah. Well, so I was in the gym. I was like, Cincy. He's like, yeah. I was like, bro, what is your name? He's like, what? I was like, what's your name? He goes, Cincy. I was like, no, like your name. He goes, bro. He goes, I only like Cincy. I'm like, I need it for like box rec so I can get you. He's like, oh, I'll message you it on Facebook. I'm like, so even his Facebook name is not what he has on here. So I had no idea.
Okay.
So yeah, we have him. He's also 34. He's 1-0. He fought 10 years ago. But I'm telling you, for him at his age, he is probably one of the most full package fighter I've ever seen.
Okay.
He is good.
So that's going to be a nice heavyweight match.
He is very good. You know, and he's been in the gym dedicated, you know, probably for about 2 years consistently now. And he's like, he's been wanting to fight. And now, you know, we're the first ones given the opportunity to fight rather than 10 years ago.
Oh yeah.
So we're very excited to have, Cincy on the car. Yeah. Look at his name. No, then, you know, Vic Tony, everybody knows, you know, Vic Tony, 8-2. You know, he had a couple of fights out in Vegas. Vic, I know Vic very well, good friend of mine, a lot of rounds sparring. We just got him on the card. You know, it was a little difficult, had to deal with some of this medical stuff like that, but got him matched up.
Brandon Vega is the only person we don't have matched up at the moment, and he is one of the most talented prospects we have.
Yeah, so we call him Ace. So Brandon is very good. So he's the one I probably got 100, 150 rounds in with him before my fight and for Ollie Walsh.
Okay.
So he's the one who was getting me ready for that. So we're excited to get him on the card. He had a lot of opportunities to fight on other cards, you know, the Mason's card up in Cleveland the week before, but he chose to be on our card.
Nice.
And, you know, he's around this area a lot. Mm-hmm. He lives up in Cleveland, but he's down here a lot training.
Sure. Yeah.
Also we have, you know, we'll talk about my boy Darnell Boone, you know, my buddy, he's like a brother to me. We actually live together. I'll tell you a little story when we lived together. We'll get to that. But so we lived together down in Florida. But, you know, Darnell's a little older, but we still spar. We put a lot of rounds in. And so he was actually going to, you know, retire, call it a quits. And a couple months ago, we sparred, and he was actually snapping. Now, I'm hard to hit, and he was hitting me. And, it, you know, I was getting pissed off. I'm like, bro, you know, it's different IQ things. Yeah, you know, I can get away with 95% of people doing stuff I do, but like he knows, like he's been with me for years. We trained, and after we got done, we did maybe 8 or 10 rounds. And I was like, bro, you still have it. I was like, how old are you? I think he's 42.
Wow.
I was like,
as a fellow 42 year old, I can understand that you're not quite as quick as you were 10 years ago.
I tell you, it's not even the it's his IQ. You know, and I was like, bro, you still have it. He goes, for real? I was like, yeah. Then when we came upon this, you know, he goes, hey man, he goes, you know, can I get on the card? I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get your medicals and we're good. Like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. We'll put you on. I mean, he's well known in the area, you know, and he hasn't fought at home. I couldn't even remember last time he fought here in Youngstown. I mean, same with me. It's been seven years probably.
Yeah.
There hasn't been professional boxing here in Youngstown.
No.
Over 5 years.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a pro show.
And even that pro show then, I think I was on the card. It felt like one of the old amateur cards. They look exactly the same.
Okay.
And that's what's going to separate prize fighter boxing compared to these local amateur shows.
Yeah. And if you guys are just tuning in, again, we got Danny, we got Dwayne here, prizefighterboxing.com. Make sure you go check out their site, their event, April 27th, 2024, coming up in about 6 weeks here. Amateurs are going to start at 5 p.m. Pros start at 7 p.m. roughly, depending on the card. How many matches do you think there's going to be, or bouts, I should say?
Amateur, we're shooting for what, 10? Maybe 7
maybe,
to 10.
Yeah, okay. Maybe a little less.
Yeah, maybe 7, a little less.
Close to 7. Yeah, just because of the time constraint, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I don't want to fight that late at night. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the main event, so exactly. I don't want to play at 10 o'clock. Because I'm in bed. I'm literally in bed. It's my wife's fault. But like 8:45, I'm in bed. And we put an hour timer on the TV. And when it's off, you know, it's bedtime.
Yeah. Well, you got to get to the gym. You got that masonry work. You got to the gym again. There's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. And rest is so undervalued by, you know, once you get to your mid to late 20s, you start realizing how important sleep is.
Oh, yeah.
So so if you don't understand that yet, you will for sure.
And on the pro side, we have a card of 7.
Okay.
So and I also forgot, I'm sorry, I forgot Isaac Chapman.
Okay.
So he's well known, you know, for the amateurs here in Youngstown, 30, 40 fights. I mean, kids are outstanding. He's maybe 26 or 27 years old. He made his debut. You know, he's been bugging me to get him a fight for the past year, get him his pro thing, but he wasn't consistent. He'd be in the gym. He'd be in the gym for 2 weeks. Then you won't see him for a week. Be there for 3 days. You won't see him for a month. You know, I was like, bro, I'm not gonna put my name on the line for you. I'm not gonna get you this fight, get you hurt. I was like, you need to be here consistent. Then we got this card going, you know, the show. And he's like, hey man, you know, I really went on it. Then I kind of just blew him off. I wasn't really, I didn't want him on because I didn't know what he was going to be about. If he was going to keep coming to the gym, I was like, look, I was like, you know, we have an opportunity for you to fight on the card now.
Sure.
I need you here every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And since then, you know, he's been there every day, been sparring, getting rounds in, and he is great.
Yeah.
He's very, if he keeps his mind right, if he's and keeps his body healthy, I mean, he could do something.
When you're representing your name, or you're putting your name on the line for somebody else, I mean you need that stamp of approval, and it sounds like both of you guys are checking all the boxes.
Yeah,
with
these guys, so myself, Julius, Cincinnati, then Isaac, we're on the same gym, Golden String, and Darnell's at our gym twice a week also.
Okay,
so there's 4 or 5 of us in at my gym consistently, so we know each other, you know. So I'm on these guys all the time. Hey, come on, you guys run. Where's your medicals?
And you've mentioned the Golden String boxing. Dwayne sent the locally affiliated gyms. So we got Golden String represented, Southside Boxing Club, Ghost Boxing Club. Is that Pavlik's?
Yes, Pavlik's.
Okay. Yeah, and then Burnside Boxing Club. And where's that one at?
Burnside?
Yeah.
So his gym is in Struthers.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know exactly where it is. I know he just switched locations. So okay. I don't know exactly, but okay. Yeah, it's out in Struthers.
Okay.
And Victor Tony, he's fighting out of Pavlik's gym.
At yeah.
Moment. Okay.
And he'll
okay.
probably, he has some amateurs that we're trying to match up.
Sure. Yeah,
Burnside's mostly amateurs and Southside's going to bring a few amateurs.
Okay. Okay. And once again, I mean, you guys got that Youngstown grit. You can tell like you guys, this means something to you. This isn't, you're just not just doing this for the hell of it. Yeah. This is important to you guys. And just hearing you guys talk about it is awesome. So, let's go. You want to give a shout out to a few of your sponsors too, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the fight here.
Sure. Mr. Reuter.
Yeah.
Number one.
We love Mr. Reuter. Like Mr. Reuter is great with YSU as well. Great.
Fantastic. He is one of the most immersed people in the community for sure. Joe Kajowski. Love him. He's like one of the first people that called me when I,
he's a good dude.
When I started promoting this event, first guy in the title sponsor. So he gave us the most money. So thank you, Mr. Reuter, number one and the number two business.
We have the Ted Bloom family. Ted Bloom, he sponsored me multiple times, for my trunks and for training. And he's like, hey man, here you go, it's for training. I was like, oh, thank you. So him, Kalina's just joined. She has a jewelry store there in Holland.
Great, often.
If you just wanted to check that out.
Yeah. So also, we have Toyota of Warren, Dan Alvarez Realty, my brother Josh Union Barbershop, Optimized Health Clinic, Kramer and Sons, El Jalapeno, Youngstown Gutter Cleaning. That's Tyler.
Tyler Spencer.
Tyler Spencer.
Shout out Tyler.
Then Candywood Wine Cellar, Armin Anna Cola. So you want to touch base with that?
Candywood Wine Cellar in Vienna. So 2 days ago, we just finalized where we're going to have the weigh-in and press conference.
Yeah.
So the day before on Friday, April 26th, open to the public at Candywood Wine Cellar, 4 p.m., so you'll see Danny and all the other pro boxers.
So you can go drink some wine while these guys that have been like trying to meet weight are there having to weigh in.
So the play, that used to be old Kennywood Golf Course.
Yeah.
Then it was that the hunting. Now it's the wine cellar. It's a beautiful. The food's great.
I have not been up there. I need to check that out.
Okay. Yeah. So they're new. They newly opened. The atmosphere is beautiful, and that's why we kind of start talking and. He's like, yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're very grateful for that.
You guys being Trumbull County guys, you got to have that. Yeah. You got to have that little Trumbull County connection there.
Too. 5 minutes from my house. So it's perfect.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No. Nope.
Some of these guys fly. Sorry.
One more. Dan Faith Construction.
Yeah. Dan Faith.
Yeah, he's
Banner Supply.
He's the second. Yeah. Banner Supply. Yeah. We can't
forget them.
If we go to talk sponsors, we can't leave people out.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. The Masonry and Chimney Doctors. Yeah. Myself.
I was going to say, is that you?
Right.
Is that you?
He didn't pay his dues, though.
Yeah. I got to pay my dues. Yeah. I will on April 27th.
Yes. Yeah. Pay him in and out of the ring.
That's
so
it.
I'm stealing this back.
Day,
but no, a great list of sponsors and a great list of gyms. And not to mention, you two guys, I'm just meeting you in person now, but I can tell it just means a lot to you guys, and the fact that you're putting in so much time, so much effort, and it means a lot to the Youngstown area. Trumbull County, when I say Youngstown area, that includes the whole, you put a 30-mile radius on that. Yep. But anyone from Youngstown knows that boxing is, boxing and football, two gritty sports. You got to be tough. You got to have a hard work ethic. Football and boxing have always been entrenched in this community, and you guys are bringing it here with boxing, and I love to see it. Yeah. So what can people that are attending the event, what can they look forward to? Like what kind of atmosphere are we talking about here?
Yeah, so typically, at least at the Metroplex or really any sport event at a smaller venue, not the Covelli Center, because they set the right mood there because that's what they do.
Sure.
They're going to see professional lighting. We have 42 production doing our lighting and audio.
Yeah.
So they've done Don King's boxing show previously, but they mostly do other live events like concerts, right? So big name concerts at Packard Hall and they travel wherever they go. So they're doing our lighting and we have Youngstown Studios doing our live streaming. We have Illusio's doing the food and beverage. Other than that, the lighting is going to be different. So typically when you walk into an event, a ballroom, right, there's harsh lighting, there's chandeliers, all the light is very bright and harsh. There's going to be no lights on, or they're up lighting around the whole room, spotlights, and the big arena type feel.
Lights that all bring the center of attention.
Yeah, no tables at our show. Typically, when the hillbillies go to these, they use the tables as their garbage can for beers, right? We have all seating, but your seating is going to be packed on top of the ring. So the atmosphere is going to be
that professional atmosphere. Live. It's up close. Yeah. Like I think our final decision on the tables, if we wanted them or not. So I was at an amateur show and I sent him like the video and picture. People had cases of beer sitting on there. Look, and he goes, "Where's the fight at?" Or it was your wife. So is it in a cafeteria?
Yeah, it was in the cafeteria.
Yeah, and like you're just piles of beer cans laying around. So we don't want that. We want a professional atmosphere.
Where
people was like, "Oh, you know, they'll remember it and they'll talk about it."
Mm-hmm.
And so for the next one, they're gonna look forward to it.
Exactly. So you know, tickets very reasonably priced, starting at $55.
Yeah.
And again, prizefighterboxing.com. That's where you can go right there. Get your tickets. And we'll push that out on our page as well, but make sure to follow. What do you guys want them? How can they follow you guys on social media?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram, just Danny Rosenberger. You'll see it's my picture.
You didn't want to put Feel Good Hollywood as your, your name?
They'll see it. It's there.
And Dwayne, how about you?
Yeah, for me, Dwayne Gadd on Facebook, Instagram, DGADD. And Prizefighter Boxing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a page on Facebook and Prizefighter Boxing League on Instagram.
And you can also get the tickets on Facebook. If you know my page or Dwayne's page or Prizefighter Boxing, the page there as well. If you click on our Facebooks, ticket purchase is very, very simple.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, they're like, we can't figure it out. All you have to do is click it. And it'll have the ticket right there.
Exactly.
It's very, very simple.
No, I checked out the site this morning. It's very well done. And they have a nice site there. And like you said, there's probably 7 or 8 amateur fights. There's, what'd you say, seven pro fights. So, I mean, 14 fights.
For $55.
For $55. Yeah. You know, that's a huge bargain.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, there's no pro shows here in the area, right?
Yeah,
You have to pay professional fighters.
Exactly.
So it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Everything costs.
Danny's purse is expensive. So we have to charge a little bit more. An amateur show here in Youngstown is about $25.
Yeah.
But you don't get the quality as this pro show.
Exactly.
And you don't get the professional boxer. So it's you know, we do have to upsell the $55, but it's not bad. There's not a bad seat in that place.
No. No, yeah, and the Metroplex, they've done a nice job kind of reinventing itself there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's still a nice convention center, really easy to get to. It's right off the turnpike there
dealing with the workers there. They've been very well. Mm-hmm. They've been very good too, very helpful.
So yeah, and if you don't know where the Metroplex is, Motor Inn Drive, Girard, Ohio, 44420. But again, literally right off the freeway there. And you can't miss it. It's about a 10-minute drive from here.
That's right. Yeah.
From downtown Youngstown. So really, if you're in the Youngstown area, you're not more than maybe a 20-25 minute drive away.
Right.
So and for $55, you get to see all these professional fighters, all these amateurs coming up the ranks. Everyone that's putting in this time, effort. Literally blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
A lot of people say blood, sweat, and tears, but when it's not boxing, it's usually just sweat and tears.
Yeah.
You guys are actually putting in a lot of the blood.
Yeah, there'll be blood.
But it really is going to be a sight to see, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm happy we had you guys in. The weigh-in and press conference again, Dwayne mentioned, you know, Candywood Wine Cellar. Give us the details of that if people want to check it out one more time.
Yeah, 4 p.m. The day before the fight, Friday, April 26th, 4 p.m. Candywood Wine Cellar in Vienna.
So
open to the public.
And what's your fighting weight at?
Well, so we're fighting at 154.
Okay.
And
super welter.
But
I remember 154.
But I have been fighting 160 a lot.
Okay.
I fought high as 168.
Okay.
Which is kind of wild. Actually, that guy I beat, he's fighting. What, cruiserweight now?
Cruiserweight.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
he's been fighting at too big of a weight.
Okay. Once you meet your weight, though, like, you're good, right?
That's why the weigh-ins are a day before.
For yeah. Row. So you're right. Like, I'm going to get a good, like, so what's the night before meal look like for you?
Well, for after weigh-ins?
Yeah, after weigh-in meal.
I typically, a lot of people, like, stop themselves.
Yeah. You know,
I like to eat, like, a good protein.
Yeah.
Good sure. Red, usually a steak.
Okay.
That's my thing. Steak's my.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, meal. Just be, like, slamming pasta left and right.
People eat too much, and then they're heavy, and, mm-hmm. you just hydrate properly, mm-hmm. and you eat healthy, eat your green protein. So I do it right.
Okay. All right.
And, too, like, I keep myself at weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fighting 154. Right now, I'm probably 156. So it's not a big cut.
Sure.
Because a lot of people, you know, they'll stay heavy. A lot of guys at 154... 160, they walk around 180, and they got to cut all that weight. Then you're cutting, you're getting in shape to make weight, not mm-hmm. for a fight. Like me, I'm cutting to fight.
Yeah, right.
That's the difference between cutting for a fight or cutting to make weight.
Yeah,
like the bodybuilders that cut down, let other people look at them.
Well, I've seen wrestlers go in like 10 pounds too heavy, you know what I mean? Put in the trash bags and whatnot, and they're trying to drop 10 pounds of water weight right there just to make their weight.
It's not healthy, not worth it.
Exactly.
Stay ready.
Mm-hmm.
stay ready.
And one more thing, I gotta, like, you know, I've talked to Kelly about this. I've talked to some other, like, local amateurs about this.
Yeah.
How do you prep your hands? Like
stones, right?
I mean, literally. Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to have quick hands and stuff, but, like, building up the jarring they're going to take, like, how do you prep that?
It's like anything else. Like, the more you use it, the more used to it. Like, a lot of people who just start going.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, hundreds of people I've met where I've caught on the miss, had them punch the bag. They stopped coming because their hands hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes, you know, repetition.
Yeah.
Like anything, you know, the more you do it, the better you get. So, you know, more times you hit the bag, you know, the more work you put in. It's going to be sore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's inevitable. It's like working out. It's going to be sore.
Sure.
But the more you use it, you know, you'll build up a stamina to it. It'll get tougher as it goes.
Okay.
You take any breaks during, if you get sore during your training camp?
Hey, when I get real sore, I go for a run.
Yeah. Okay.
Cardio's the best.
Yeah. But when I get super sore, man, I'll just throw on sweatsuit, go for a run.
Okay.
The best thing.
And the rest of us, when we get sore, we're just like,
I'm gonna
just lay on the couch. Yeah. All right. So, anything else that maybe we missed that you guys want to throw out there, or anything else you want to touch upon, or
there will be tickets at the door as well.
Okay.
For people who can't get it via internet, they will be at the door
if we're not sold out.
If it's not sold out by then.
Yeah. Get your tickets ASAP, and that way. You know, hopefully you don't have to wait in line to get a ticket.
Tickets definitely are limited. Ringside's filling up very quick. So if you want a ringside ticket, I'd probably get it here in the next
especially
few
with
days.
A lot of local people, you know, those family members are going to be buying those as well.
Oh, yeah.
So get them while they're still available.
Yeah.
So
how much time do we have?
We're good. Anything you want to share out?
Didn't know if you want to go like in deep, like for what we deal with,
yeah,
to make this card,
yeah,
Danny's backstory fits perfectly for this. How he started to where he's at now, it's sort of a long story. We can cut a little bit.
I can cut it like 10 minutes.
From where he started, where he's got his silly nickname, his great nickname.
I like it.
I think it all kind of meshes together. Right?
Okay. Yeah. I can touch on that.
Yeah. Go for it.
So, So 2014, it's a guy by the name of Ray Monchel actually was down here talking to Darnell to sign him, the Cornerstone Boxing down in Florida. So he was up here. Darnell just so happened to bring him to my last two amateur fights. We're mm-hmm. back like a Friday and Saturday night, fought back to back.
Sure.
You know, knocked both guys out. So he approached me. He was like, hey, I would like to sign you. I want you to turn pro. Come down mm-hmm. and train. I'll pay you. I have a job set up, a house set up. It was probably too good to be true. So usually, you know, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I believed it. I was broke. I was young. And I said, okay, sounds mm-hmm. good. I'll pack my bags. I have $200. I'm on my way. He bought my ticket. You know, so I flew down there. So Darnell and I lived together, actually. It was Darnell's family. So it was Darnell's wife and son, then me.
Okay.
So I had my own little corner of the house, a room and a bathroom. And so we're down there training. You know, for a couple months, I found my own job because get a job for us.
And this is in Florida?
This is in St. Pete Beach.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so no job. we didn't get paid the train. So yeah, now I'm broke in Florida.
And now at least the weather's nice.
Yeah, probably. At least it's warm. And you know, and obviously, so I didn't have my vehicle, so I don't have a car either. So now I'm walking everywhere, taking a bus. I had to figure the whole bus system out. That was very difficult.
I bet.
Someone who's never took public transportation.
Yeah. In a city you're not familiar with.
Right. Yeah. No idea. So you know, they said, hey, we have a debut for you. You're making $3,000. Awesome. Where's it at? New York City in Paramount Theater. Oh, wow. Guys won it. I was like, yeah, I don't care. I'll fight. So we fight. I thought I won. I got a draw. They handed me a check. It had Ray's name on it, not mine. I'm like, huh. Mm-hmm. And Ray's like, yo, I'll get it for you. You know, don't worry. So, you know, we get back to the gym, you know, the following week. He gives me $300. I'm like, I was like, that's a
Aren't you supposed to take 300 and I take the rest?
3,000. Why'd you give me 300?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, you know, gym dues, you know, setting the deposit for your guys' house, all this. So me, I'm like, okay, yeah, sounds good. Thanks. So another fight approaches the following, you know, a couple weeks later in New York City, BB King Center. Yeah, fine. I'll fight the guy. Got a draw in their hometown. So I should be 2-0.
Yeah.
So we get back, same concept, $3,500 is what I get paid. He hands me
$350.
Gym dues.
I see where this is going.
I'm like, okay, this is sweet. I hate this. So then they sent me up another fight a couple weeks later versus some Russian dude down in St. Pete. And we get on the scale, and he was, I think it was like 169.5. I got on, I was 142. Now on BoxRec, it has him at 152, me at 147, which is completely wrong. You know, the first round, it was kind of even. Second round, he like threw a little rod punch at me in the back of the head, and I was, you know, I didn't feel right.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I stopped. I quit.
Well, you're fighting a guy that's 30 pounds heavier than you.
Yeah, and he was massive. He was like 6'3", he's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 0-1-2. So I come back to Ohio. And oh, then I got in a fight with him, Ray, that night because he didn't pay me. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to make $1,000, didn't pay me. So I had to get, I think my brother Scott bought me a ticket back home. You know, flew home. Now, you know, now I'm here and I'm doing masonry work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm making a little bit of money, not much. And, you know, a year later, I get a call on a Friday night. Hey, how much you weigh right now? I was like, I don't know, 145. Can you fight tomorrow night? I was like, I mean, I haven't been in the gym for like 6 months. You know, I just been working.
Yeah.
How much you paying? He's like $1,000. I was like, give me $2,000. Done. I fought the next day. Went the distance. I lost. I'm 0-2-3.
Mm-hmm.
So then I took another fight and I ended up beating the guy. So I'm 1-2-3. Yeah. So my, just wild how that, you know, so I just started taking fights for money and like,
did you start getting more than 10%?
So I left Ray late. I left Ray back in Florida. Now I'm back in Ohio.
All right.
And, so I'm back in Ohio. So now, you know, I make a little bit of money here and there. Then, actually one fight I had at Mountaineer, I fought a 7-1 guy. I thought I won. I lost the decision. I'm not sure what my record is at this point. So, I made, I think it was like $950. So I put $250 on a blackjack table and won $15,000 by the end of the night.
Hey.
So with that $15,000, what I did, so I bought a truck, got a trailer, got some scaffolding, and I started the masonry.
That's phenomenal. So I mean, that you were probably that, whatever, you said blackjack?
Yeah.
So that blackjack hand or a couple hands was probably equal to what you should have been
paid over
the time.
Yeah. So
good.
I got
karma.
Yeah, which I, you know, I had a good buddy. His name's Doug Golan. Like, he's the one who got me in the masonry. He helped me kind of get this going and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, you know, I started doing the masonry. So now I have money.
Yeah.
Instead of the end of the week, I have $600. Now I'm making, you know, a lot more,
mm-hmm.
you know. So now I'm starting to train a little bit, took a couple fights. You know, I won some, lost some questionable fights I shouldn't have lost. You know, there's some
questionable judging.
Yeah, like the one is a 4-round fight. I lost and I knocked the guy down twice. Like, I lost unanimous decision. Like, how is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6-round fight. Even the guy approached me after, is like, hey man, he goes, you won every round. Mm-hmm. Gave it to him. Then from there, you know, a guy named Joe Board reached out, which, you know, my trainers now are Tommy Cordell and Sammy Calderon. They do great. I was with him all through the beginning of my pro.
Sure.
But they know my situation. And this Joe Board reached out to me. He was like, hey, you know, I've watched you fight the amateurs, pros. He goes, just, you know, give me 2-3 years. I'm going to get you. I'll get you right.
Mm-hmm.
So his main thing was road work, which I did a little bit, but not as much as I should, you know. And so he
when you say road work,
running,
I've heard, okay,
just, running outside. Just,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I do a mile here, mile there, him 3 miles every day before mm-hmm. training. Boom.
Okay.
Did it. And from there, you know, then I fought the 168 pounder, he's a big boy, Zach Randolph. He was 5-0, and I didn't fight for like a year and a half, 2 years. My first fight back, I was a little smaller. I ended up knocking him down a couple times and I beat him. So there's my first win. Then I fought a Russian a couple months later. So that was actually on TV, and 89% of people picked him to win. I knocked him out cold.
Nice.
Got taken to ambulance. Out cold.
Wow.
Yeah. So then I got approached for an ABF title fight in Colombia. In Santa Marta, Colombia. So I'm like, Colombia?
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks they're mine back in the 80s, you know, drugs, cartel, all this.
Yeah, right,
That was my worry. Like anybody else, my mom, my family, everybody's like, hey, man, you know, I wouldn't go there. It's dangerous. So, you know, I reached out to a few people that were down there. Then Jeremy Lance, the guy down there, matchmaker, and he goes, listen, man, he goes, it's not like it used to be. Just give it a shot. Trust me. So I did. And, you know, we got there, flew in the Barranquilla through to Santa Marta, and beautiful country. Nothing like they think it is. People, I mean, it's beautiful. People are nice.
Is it intimidating to fight in, like, so you've mentioned New York City, you've mentioned Vegas,
yeah,
Colombia. Is it intimidating to go in an environment you've never been before?
For most people, yeah, but not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's
all the same.
Feel like good Hollywood, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you feel good and
you still have nerves before the fight.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You have nerves right up until you get in there, then they go away. It's like any sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I won that fight, won a couple more. Then, you know, it led me to the Vegas fight with Ali, which I got a draw. We all know I won. So
I picked a draw.
He's fired.
But I mean, just that name alone right there. So you said that, is that his grandson?
Grandson, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So then I've had a few more, 4 more fights after that, and I've stopped all my opponents. Mm-hmm. So technically on a 12 fight win streak right now.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I know what it's like to not, you know, supposed to get paid, do not get paid to now getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of brings a full circle. Like, you know, when we talk about trying to make the card,
yeah,
we're dealing with people like his old first manager, right? Where I saw the percentage the guy's trying to keep. The one guy was trying to keep 40%. Some are very honest and keep 10, but at the same time, you know, they might have 3 losses in a row and they're expecting some type of payday.
Sure.
It's really wild, right?
When you're literally, when you step in that ring, you're putting your mind, your body, your physical well-being in jeopardy. And for somebody to take 90% of that, or even a 60-40 split is ridiculous.
That's right.
Ridiculous. You know, you have guys, you know, 0-5 or 1-6, you know, they're expecting $5,000-$6,000 for a 4-round fight, which is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, those bigger promoters,
they spoil people.
Oh, right. Yeah. They know they're gonna lose, so they'll pay them that money to come in and get beat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, we want our fights to be competitive. We don't want a one side. Obviously, we want the Youngstown guys to win, but we don't want a one sided washout fight.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that fight's over. That fight's over. We want a good competitive fight. Give the fans what they're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal. We want it to be great.
Yeah. Anytime a boxer or their representative was saying some silly prices or that we knew he was just about fighting for money, and we ended a call immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard because a lot of the people we talk to either don't want to fight. If they want to fight, they want a lot of money that they don't deserve. They just want to fight for money and they stink.
Yeah. and there's mostly good people just like in every other realm or profession you go into, but there's always that little shadiness or a couple shady people that give it a bad name.
Yeah. And even the industry, right? Like the Florida Commission weight issue that you had,
Oh yeah, right? Like that.
You'll see that in any and any.
But what's bit. That about? So tell me about that.
I was telling you how I came in, like,
yeah, like 15 pounds under or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and they, you know, they, I'm like looking. And,
that was against the Russian.
Yeah, but yeah. I think that Ray Montchel was like, hey, it's fine.
Yeah. So the
they just want the card set.
He wants the professional set for the money. State commission. Yeah. So the Florida commission sanctions those fights. Mm. So they gave it the green light and gave the wrong weights, which yeah. is horrible.
Yeah.
The Ohio commission is extremely strict, and yeah. they're on straight, top of everything. Yeah. And even their rules for like the medical compliance is really strict, right? Yeah. They don't want somebody over 35. If they are, they have to have very strict medical records to, mm-hmm. to prove that they're fit to fight.
Sure.
So the Ohio Commission, I think, will never fall into that category of
of
smudging records.
Exactly.
Which I agree with the Ohio Commission with everything yeah. they do with the testing and. Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, you don't want anyone dying in the ring. That's the health has to be, you know, first and foremost. It's a physical sport, obviously,
right.
And people are going to get knocked out or injured. But at the end of the day, you want them living a long, full life.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Still, so
you don't ever want to see anybody get hurt.
Right.
You just want
right.
to be competitive in a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see blood and guts and knockouts. However,
yeah. At the end of the day, I think everyone wants to just see, like you're talking about, a good competitive fight and someone to be victorious at the end, legitimately, not fudging scorecards or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, for your Ali fight, you were clearly the better boxer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I scored it how I scored it, but you can tell you were clearly superior to mm-hmm. Ali,
yeah.
right? But like he won over the crowd.
Yeah, right? I was dominant rounds 5, 6, 7, 8, and one judge had me losing them rounds.
Yeah,
which it was like,
yeah,
right. It's now like the early something. Rounds, you know, you could look at, oh yeah, he got them rounds, but like the second half of the fight, I was absolutely dominant, and for me, for a judge had me lose any of them mm-hmm. rounds, just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been fun, like hearing your story. Hearing the promotional details of this. And I think this is just going to be cool. So
yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Once again, April 27th, 2024. So we're talking less than 6 weeks away. Make sure to get out to the Metroplex out in Girard there, right off the freeway. So easy from Pittsburgh, easy from Cleveland, right in the center there of Youngstown. So get out and enjoy it. Prizefighterboxing.com. Once again, give them your guys' social again so people can follow you if they are interested.
Danny Rosenberger for Facebook or Instagram.
Yep. Dwayne Gadd, Instagram, and Facebook, DEGADD on Instagram.
You switch it. Yeah, the D Gadd's Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. That's right.
And if you're unable to make the fight, go up and check out the winery up in Vienna.
Yeah,
go see the weigh-in. Yeah. That's something that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
that
free.
A lot of sports don't do as well. Like where are you going to see someone weighing in to go play basketball or football or baseball? You know, it's
it's free for hors d'oeuvres. It's a free event. Everybody can come. You know, check out that press conference and everything.
Come support local. That's what we're all about down here. Supporting, you know, our local people, two guys right here from Niles that are putting on an awesome event. And, you know, I mean, this guy's getting in the ring against the number one guy from Honduras. So, I mean, he's going to get in there, test his self, and we're hoping coming out victorious or expecting, I should say. So, so once again, check these guys out. I appreciate you guys watching Youngstown Studio. We're going to push more events and you guys stay in touch and we'll
absolutely.
Go from there.
Thank you.
All right. So again, thanks for watching the 330 Sports Show on Youngstown Studio, and everybody enjoy their weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and we will talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. This is original Youngstown content. Feel free to share our videos and tell your friends about us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook. Thank you for your support.